think so. It started that. Gary, you want to?
Okay, we have some questions relative to the work the HSCA did and you did relative to the search for the president's brain and or its disposition. And I'll try and run through them as quickly as I can. The HSCA determined or made a judgment that it was unlikely that the brain was reinterred or that was put into the new grave during the reinterment in 1967. There were photos taken of the reinterment. And so my first question is whether you remember seeing those, dealing with those, whether they were part of your review of the brain issue as it relates to the reinterment.
I don't remember if we saw them.
Okay.
I know we did a whole lot of work on the Angie Novello stuff.
The effort seems really comprehensive. But there were photos taken. You dealt with Jack Metzler, the superintendent of the cemetery, as a long OCR relating your interview with him, and he feels very strongly that there was nothing put back into the grave, and there's no way anything could have been buried along with the coffin. But let me just show you these photos. There's some feeling in some parts of the research community that there's a little box that you can see. These are just contact sheets, the full things here over at the library. And it may, people are suggesting, for instance, there it is. There it is behind Kennedy. That may have contained the brain, and this may have been put into the grave. So these photos don't look familiar to you. You don't think you ran these by Metzler, who may have been able to dispose of the idea one way or another. Here it is again. There's a little box and sticks in there.
We're all having a hard time trying to figure out exactly what the box is. Dave and Tom have seen the 8x10
over the library. There's also, as an aside, there may be another whole set of photos taken by them.
There must be, because they were Polaroid.
The military district, which has not yet surfaced anymore. We're going to try and see if DOD still has some. If you don't recall working with any photographs and asking Metzler what that box was or anything like that.
Well, if we'd asked Metzler what the box was, there'd be a written report saying we guessed what it was. I really don't remember whether I'd seen those photographs or not.